to the Social Work Podcast. I am excited to be starting this. I'm a first-year school social worker, kind of learning on the job, really. I wanted to start this podcast to really put my ideas and thoughts kind of out there for anyone else that may be kind of just starting out, or just to kind of share some ideas that I've had. I'm going to be looking at ways to address attendance, just kind of some thoughts that I've had, looking at attendance barriers with students, tier 2 and 3 behavior, kind of helping other staff understand our role, like what are we doing in the building. I know that in my district, having social workers in the building is very new, and so right now we're kind of looked at as the people that have the snacks and really there's not much understanding as to what else we do, so kind of helping to clarify our role there, you know, and building that collaboration with staff, and helping to understand too that we are the gatekeeper of information and what information needs to be provided or should be provided to teachers, so that they can better support students, but what information that they don't necessarily need, right? Pertaining to, you know, a student's home life or CPS involvement, things like that. I want to kind of talk a little bit about how not everything is mental health related. I feel like there's so much of a shift and a focus that everything seems to have to want to be mental health related, and when in fact it isn't. It's more behavior, right? And it's okay to look at things through a mental health lens and a trauma lens, but we also want to make sure that there's some other things in place, right? So we'll dive into that a little bit more. And then I want to talk about being just an MSW, not having my L credential. I have limited access to IEP Direct, so being able to progress monitor and add notes, it's something I can't do, which I think is the silliest thing ever. Because I'm not able to fully do what I need to do just because I don't have my L credential. But I can do it in RTI. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And I actually want to bring a guest on because I've been talking to someone who helps to regulate that and someone through the New York State Department of Education. Who can help answer those questions and who is kind of on the same wavelength as me with the thought process where they shouldn't have, if you have access to IEP, all right, once IEP Direct, you should just have access, period. There shouldn't be any limited access based on credentials. So, with that said, I look forward to how far this podcast is going to reach, who this podcast is going to reach. I look forward to being able to answer questions via email, maybe even having some listeners on future podcasts. I'll be posting information on how to get in contact with me, and then I also have my Teachers Pay Teachers D Rose Coaching store with some cool, just little activities that I put together for sessions with students, some little tidbits about the FBA process, just things that we didn't learn in grad school that kind of help out first year school social workers. So look forward to trucking along with this podcast. Thanks so much for listening.